What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. Today's episode is a really exciting one as it is a live coaching call that I did with one of the beautiful new members of the Conscious Creators community. And also, she won the giveaway from the recent masterclass that I taught, Zero Fucks. And I wanted to share this coaching call with you because I feel like there's so many of you right now that are starting or in the beginning stages of growing your online business and are like, WTF about niche. You're like, what is it that I say that I do? How do I share it? What is the real message? What is my niche, right? Or niche, whatever you want to, however you want to say it. And I thought that this call was just a perfect example of how we can take something that can feel really complicated in our minds and simplify the shit out of it. So I'm really excited to give you a sneak peek behind the scenes of what it's like to dive into a 30-minute session with me. We talk about niche. We also talk about money mindset. So I know that you are going to love this one. It's going to be super juicy. And if you are an aspiring or a new coach or creative who's really looking to understand how to grow a successful business online, we are going to be having an exciting program launching at the end of the summer. So keep your eyes peeled. If you want to get on the waitlist for that, just shoot me a DM and I'll be sure to send you the details. Otherwise, you'll hear me talk about it as we head into the summer. I cannot wait to share more with you, but just wanted to give you a little sneak peek before all of the details are revealed. So without further ado, let's dive into this episode. I know you're gonna love it. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you doing?
Great. Congrats on winning the giveaway.
Thank you. It was such a joy. I was so excited. I was thinking earlier, I was like, have I won anything? I'm sure I must have won something in my life, but not that I can remember.
Well, today's your lucky day. I'm excited to spend the next like 30 minutes with you and diving into really like whatever you want to talk about.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Well, I have been giving it some thought because I was like, I am not wasting that half an hour.
Yeah, let's dive into it, baby.
Pardon?
I said, let's dive in. I love it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I actually will. I am in the first year of running my own business.
Yeah.
After I gave birth to my daughter, I trained as a hypnobirthing practitioner, but that's kind of already evolved. I still do hypnobirthing, but really want to get more into like birth mindset coaching, which is like a bit more niche, I suppose. But also I feel like things being niche is like such a block of mine, because I'm like, this is niche, like pregnant people are niche when they're not, because I literally see them everywhere. But that is like definitely, I'm like, how do I get, I just like can always see how other people can get in front of like their perfect client, but I'm like, how do I get in front of mine? So that like definitely feels like a big question for me. And then yeah, I was listening to you, I don't think it was in the masterclass, maybe it was on a podcast, and or maybe something else I was reading or something, and I think it was like your story. Maybe it wasn't the masterclass. Anyway, somewhere. Yeah. I've obviously been absorbing. Yeah.
You've been around.
You said like in your first year of business, I think you made like $122,000 or something. And I am just so aware of like really blocking beliefs that like in the first year of business, like it's going to be really slow and I'm going to be really broke and like all this stuff. And I'm just like, Sam, tell me how. Like I'm so here to do the work. I really am. And I am doing loads, but also I'm like, are there any secrets that I don't know about here?
Yeah. I love this. Okay. So we'll talk about getting in front of your people. We'll talk about how to make the money. And then tell me, are you making money in your business right now?
I have been like up until this month, probably about an average of like £1,000 a month.
Okay.
And it's just gone like silent
Yeah.
for like the last month. Actually, since I've like shifted more towards doing what I really want to do and speaking more openly about like I guess like more like my spiritual approach to things and like the deeper mindset work. And I'm like just trusting that there's like a gap between sort of like having maybe been presenting with like a certain energy for like the first 4 or 5 months and then like
Yeah.
having a bit of shift, because I was just like, I just want to be me.
Yeah,
And so in
totally.
that change, it's gone a bit quiet basically.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me, what is your Instagram?
It's at your underscore conscious underscore birth.
I'm just gonna like give you reflections,
Please do.
if that's helpful for you. I think
Yes.
this is arguably like the most fucking important thing, because it's like we can talk all day about conceptual things, but if I can give you actual feedback, then I would rather do that. Okay, so outside of the industry of conscious birthing and all of that, right? I don't have a kid, so that's
Yeah.
one thing. But what I want to know is, you share transformational birth mindset coach. For me, I'm like, what is that? And this is something that I think a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs have a really hard time with, is like, they're like, I want to like put all of the words into what it is that I do so that my people know exactly what it is. You know, like, it's like you try to overly explain what you do that you actually confuse people. And so what I'm wondering is, does that feel true? Like, do you feel like you're over explaining, like, or like you're overcomplicating, like, the how you're thinking about your title and your niche, let's say, air quotes?
Yes, so I think something along the same lines that I was really thinking about this afternoon, something I feel I do is like almost oversimplify quite like complex things to try and like get a point across, which I think is kind of on the same
Yeah, it's like,
plane as what you're describing,
for
because I'm
sure.
like almost trying to like give people so much value, but like almost too simply that like I don't think it would make sense unless you've like been through the whole like thought process and all the work and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that happens, and then probably y yes, I'm probably trying to be too much like these are the very specific people that I want to speak to and work with, and they have to just so get me, almost be me to understand like what I'm saying.
Yeah, 100%. And it's like, here's the beautiful thing about you being Charlotte, is that people will feel you know, and people will learn more about you. And like, sure, you can like make a post on like, here's me, you know, like, but like do that in like one post. And then I would say, like, stepping more into like your teacher archetype, assuming that your ideal client actually has no fucking idea what this is. And that's why you're bringing awareness to this problem, right? That you're helping them solve. Because chances are, a lot of people that are about to give birth, or that are pregnant, or that just had a baby, there's like different stages, right? For your ideal client, I'm sure. And some of them don't even know they have the problem. They're like, they're not even
I think
problem
all of
aware.
them.
Yeah, right. So you can't sell something to somebody who doesn't know they need it, right? Or want it, right? Like, if, for example, if you didn't know that you wanted to grow your business and make more money, then we wouldn't be having this conversation, right? But it's clear, like, what I do, I'm a business mentor, right? Like, it's like, I help you make more money, I help you have more free time. Like, it's kind of like you know the problem, even though it's not a problem. You know what I mean? You know what you want. And so, oh, I'm the person that can help you get there. If these people don't know that they have a problem, then they're like, why would I hire you to help me? You know, like, cool content, but like, my card is going to stay in my wallet. Right. So it's like, I think there's like a messaging and a market like awareness, air quotes, issue that we can easily solve just by literally speaking directly to these things for these people, right? So you can take it you can approach it two ways. One, you could either speak to somebody who already knows that she has the problem, right? Or adjust your content, your marketing to the person that you want to really help. And it's just a matter of like, for me, I'm always like, what's easiest? I don't want to have to do extra work. I also want it to feel really good for you. So, like, right now, who do you know you can help and with what? That's what I want to know.
That's a great question. Okay. So currently, I know I can definitely help people who are pregnant, like most likely sort of midway through their pregnancy, who have some anticipation or feel a bit in the dark about kind of what birth means, but want to know more about birth and how they can experience, probably not even like something as extreme as I would like them to want to know they can experience, but can experience confidence in their birth, essentially. And then what can I can definitely empower them, give them confidence, give them like tons of education so that birth is not this elusive thing, but is actually like a quite a clear thing. And support them if they want it in kind of understanding how they can support like their nervous system regulation and their mindset and stuff to support their birth, because it's a very like physiological process. And so your mindset is like really, really important. And I think a lot of people that's maybe like a bit of a missing link that people don't realize, because we like don't learn anything about birth and actually how the body will do it all for us, but our mind like will very easily get in the way of it. I'm really glad you're recording this, because I really wish I could have written that down, but I just needed to say it.
This is the beautiful power of mentorship, right? It's like, oh, there's a space for all your fucking creations and ideas. Okay, so what I'm hearing is that their biggest problem is that they're scared to give birth and there's anxiety, and you're helping them feel confident about it. Am I right?
That is exactly it.
Okay.
Yes.
To me, that feels 1 million percent clearer. And I would hire you if I was going to have a baby, because I have no fucking idea what to expect, right?
One
Like,
day,
yeah,
I
like,
expect you to come knocking.
yeah. But see,
If
like,
you want babies, of course.
but can you see, like, I just went from like, what the fuck is this, to, yeah, like, I would buy that. Why? Because I actually know what it is and it would make me feel better. Like, that's what women want, right? Especially because we as women buy through feeling. I mean, most people are emotional buyers anyways, but we buy through storytelling, we buy through feeling. And so I'm like, okay, I already see like all this content for you. But yeah, that's the message actually. Your what's it called? Your bio, how it's got like all these keywords like power, intuition, connection, love. I'm like, what is this? No, like, we need to put in, what are you doing? I help pregnant moms feel confident having their baby or whatever the state is. Be really fucking crystal clear on and simple on what it is and who it is that you help, because there are certainly moms that need exactly what you do. It's just about getting your message clear.
Oh, that's so helpful. I feel like this that is it is really helpful talking to someone. Like I find it really hard to get the message clear in my own mind without like overcomplicating it, basically.
Well, it's all good. We're here now.
Yes.
Okay,
Thank
so
you.
does that feel, going back to your question about like my niche and like how do I get in front of people? I feel like what we just did completely solves that. That's like not even like the problem.
And so, like, when you're making content, Like, if I just sort of like look at that as like my mission statement and just go, would you recommend just like go from there? Like, you're always trying to get that message across.
100%. That
Okay.
is your like guiding light. It's like the North
Okay.
Star. It's the compass. It's like if it doesn't align with the message, then what are we doing? You know, then you're just getting distracted and you're fucking making something else.
Okay. That makes loads of sense.
Good. Yeah. I really appreciate when things are explained to me in a very simple, clear way, because I also have a tendency to overcomplicate shit. So I'm like, oh, it's like a relief when you can just be like, oh, how simple it can be. If my bio really is the visual reminder for me to make sure that every piece of content that comes out of me comes back to that tagline, then I can't mess it
Yeah, definitely. I just feel like, as you said, I do want it. I do want it to be like as clear as possible for people. And like, and the mindset coaching bit, like it just is niche. Like the hypnobirthing is like growing in popularity. People like understand that more, but like, it's like I don't even need to give a label to it because who fucking cares? Like at the end of the day, it's like you're just gonna give me money and I'm gonna make you feel confident, and that's like what
Exactly.
the thing is.
Exactly. It doesn't matter how you help them, as long as you fucking help them, right? Like if in my bio it was like, I help you get your message really fucking clear and help you with your money mindset and help you, like you'd be like, I just want to build my business. Right? Like we don't sell the how, we sell the results. Right? And like the how is for you to know, and sure, like you can tell people, but like they don't actually care. Nobody cares. You just want results, right? Like you just want to make more money in your business. Like it doesn't matter how we get you there, as long as it plays a part, you know? But it's like you just want the answer. Like you don't care how it happens.
But honestly, I do, yes, making money, and I do just want to help do this work with women. Like
Right. Get your
I
mission
just want to
out there.
have the women in front of me so I can do the work with them.
And like money obviously is the end thing, but what money means is all the people helped, right? It's
Exactly, definitely.
so good. Okay, cool. So do you feel clear on that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Very clear.
I feel like you took a deep breath. You're like, that feels great. Okay, cool. Should we talk about money? All right. So tell me, what is your current like relationship to money?
I'm like so aware of all the shit and like can't like it's like sticking to me, honestly. What is my relationship with money? Not there's not enough. You got to hustle, 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 work really, really hard for it. Always have like just enough, or always gonna feel like just safe enough, but not like abundant. Yeah, if you're starting a business, like you're gonna be broke. Is there more? Probably,
There's
but
probably
that
more.
might be enough to work with.
Sure. Yeah, it's fine. Okay. That's good. I mean, it's good to know like where you are, right? And all that's really required is, yes, some money mindset, but also getting your body on board, like your physical, like your nervous system, like more comfortable and feeling more safe with money. And I would say this is not something that I can't be like, just switch your mindset in 10 minutes. You know what I mean? But what I will say, if you are going to join us in Conscious Creators, we do go over this a lot. Money is a huge piece, obviously. So there's that. But the money piece, it's like what I would do if I was you, I would brain dump all of your shitty money beliefs on a piece of paper. Just get all the beliefs out. And it's like, okay, I don't have enough money. I have to hustle. I have to work hard for money. You know, I'm always broke. There's not enough. I feel like I can't be, all the things. Get them out. And then what I want you to do is I want you to flip the beliefs. So say the belief is like, I never have enough. And I want you to write the belief that would say, like, I am starting to have more than enough. Right. So, I mean, you're hypno, you know the mind quite well. So you know that you can't lie to yourself. You can't say, I have more than enough if you genuinely don't. But often, like, you do have more than
No,
enough.
I do. I do. And this is, I mean, like, I have these conversations with my partner often because he's always like, what in this moment is lacking? And I'm like, literally nothing. Like, we have so much. And so, yeah, it's old stuff that I've just not been able to grow past yet. Or I loved what you said, like, I just, my nervous system does not feel safe around money yet. And that, like, I get that as the work. Can I ask a question? Conscious Creators, that's what it's called, the membership. Okay. I've been thinking about it, and I guess it, yeah, I like, and I know you don't, I literally hear every coach on the planet saying, like, you have to invest to grow. I so get that. But it's just like, when there's like no money coming in that I can see, it's so hard, like, making a payment for something. So basically, I just want you to, like, sell it because,
Oh, girl.
or like, tell me that there's something in there that is for me.
Well, first of all,
If there is.
here's the deal. That's why we changed the price point to $22 a month, right? $22 you could spend on a bullshit fucking bougie ass smoothie and you wouldn't think twice. And so for me, yeah, you can work with me in my mastermind, which is higher level, and you get this type of direct feedback like every week. But most business owners at the beginning of their journey don't need that yet. What they need is like resources and community and like a monthly meeting and the group chat and like a space to like fucking collaborate and like me in your ear, you know? And like, it's like, oh, it's just being part of something. So I wanted to make it a no-brainer. So yes, of course you should fucking join. It's $22 a month. I'm like, guys, what the actual
You know
fuck?
what? It's because do you know when you've like waste when you've spent money on stuff and then it's like so not been the right thing and just like getting burnt from that basically. And I know it's only $22, but even just throwing that away is still, if it's still something, you
I
know. Obviously, you're
understand.
not going to tell me that I'm going to be throwing that away. And I think I probably will join, but I just needed you to, like, affirm that.
You know, here's the thing. This is my perspective. I've invested $80,000 in my business since I started, and every investment has not been a home run. And what I've learned is I can't let past investments ruin my future, right? Because I start making decisions from the past, which is just affirming the belief that it didn't work, right? And so I've had to give myself more chances and work with more people and find my like, oh man, this feels so right. And it feels like a no-brainer, like that's the feeling that I want to find. And it's like you have nothing to lose except $22. You know, you join and it's like, this isn't it. You can leave. There's not even a commitment. I'm like, that's why I wanted to make this space specifically as no-brainer as possible. But I totally get it, you know. But I also know of women that have jumped into my mastermind making $0 that were like, I am ready to start making $5,000, $10,000 a month. Let's go. Right. And they use the money that they had, or they put it on a card, or whatever they wanted to do. Like, it's their choice. So it's like you get to decide how it goes for you.
Yeah, thanks. That's really helpful. The most helpful thing you said was definitely just like, I don't want to make decisions like based in the past, because that's just not the reality. Like, I don't want to live my life like that, otherwise I'm just stuck.
Right. You're just repeating the pattern, but you have the awareness, so you can make new empowered decisions from like the present moment of what do you want to invest in, you know?
Thank you. What were we talking about before? Money. Oh
Money.
yes. So, oh yeah. Was there anything else on that? I mean,
Oh
I've heard
yeah.
of says,
I do
like,
have something for you.
resources. Yeah.
This is what's really going to help you, like a fucking fuck ton. This is literally like what it is. Okay. You do have more than enough. It's your mind is obviously telling you you don't, right? So you're defaulting back to like some scarcity, fucking trippy thought, which is okay. It's normal and human of you. And money mindset work is a real thing and it takes time. So what I'm going to have you do is have, I have, let me show you. I have like a, it's like a little notebook like this, right? And at the top of it, I write, you can see it says abundance, right? So I basically have this on my desk at all times, and it's me tracking my abundance. So it's not necessarily money either, right? Because abundance is not just money. So for example, my fiance's mom got us coffee in the morning. That was money that I didn't spend, you know, that was just like a gift. I woke up to somebody joining Conscious Creators. Then I woke up to like seven more people joining, right? Then like all these things started happening. Like it's these little moments of like, oh, I could forget to celebrate that win because it's not like $10,000. But guess what? Once you're at the level of making $10,000 a month, $10,000 can feel like nothing. And you have to remember to celebrate that, you know? So it's like having this tracker, you can do it this way. I like seeing it because I'm very visual. Next to me, I'm like, wait, that all happened in a day? Oh my God. We forget. High achievers, we're on to the next, on to the next, on to the next. So this is a little like hack. Your brain is going to start looking for ways to prove to you that you are in overflow, that you do have more than enough, rather than searching for the lack, because our brains are wired for negativity, right? I'm sure you know negativity bias. It's like we're always searching for what's unsafe. We're always searching for lack. And because that's how our brains are programmed, like they're such old species, you know? It's like if we don't override that, then we will perceive that we don't have enough. But then we look around and we're like, we're surrounded by like the art and books and flower. Like there's abundance everywhere. What the hell? You know, just like take a look around.
Gotta get my back on my gratitude lists. I like that though. I like just calling it abundance because just it's like this is proof of abundance. Because specific, like gratitude obviously can be general, but abundance is like about wealth. But as you said, not just financial wealth, just like living in wealthy abundance.
It will raise your vibe like so fast, and you'll be so like blown away by your own life. It's just a matter of you seeing it.
I feel like I already feel like that, to be honest. Just
Nah.
like 27 minutes into this call.
Well, girl, you just wait. We're just warming up.
Yes. Do like, yeah. When people just reflect stuff back to you that like you know, but you're not experiencing it in the moment. Like, and I'm just like, yeah, like I literally have capacity to experience all of that if I choose to. I'm just not doing it right now.
What a beautiful like shift in awareness too of just being like, oh, abundance is actually a choice.
Yeah, I really need it because I feel like my head's just getting more and more like skeptical by the day, you know?
About
Even though there's like a part of me that's also like so trusting, like I know this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Like I actually have no doubt about that. It's like the insidious mind that like picks up on all the small things and is like, yeah, starts making me doubt stuff, even when like I wholeheartedly trust that this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, it's just coming back to the truth.
Something else I talk about often.
Hey, I mean, I get it, right? It's like I've had my mentor say things to me that I'm like, I literally know that, but I needed that. Thank you. You know? And it's just having the like mirror of reflection. It's like we're all human, no matter how much money you're making. It's like we are allowed to forget and we are allowed to get distracted and forget our own power. And sometimes it's just either being in community or having somebody reflect back to you your own greatness. Anyways, you know, there's like nothing missing. It's just you remembering.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely need other people. That's the greatest lie my brain likes to tell me, that I can do absolutely everything on my own and don't need anyone else.
Of course you
Which
can. It just will suck.
yes, the doing everything just like won't amount to much of anything.
Yeah, I mean, I just like, I'm of the belief that like technically I could, but I want to enjoy the process. So,
Yeah, that's exactly it.
you don't need to be in a relationship, but why would you
Yeah.
want to experience life without a partner?
Yeah.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah.
It just feels good.
Yeah,
It's
it
love.
does.
It's
It does.
relationship. Like we're. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, what was your biggest two takeaways from our call?
Keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrate the wins, no matter how big or how small. Celebrate.
I love this. When you join Conscious Creators, we have a thread. We have like the Telegram group, but there's like folders, and there's a thread called Fuck Yes Fridays, and it's all we just celebrate all of the time, every day. It's not just Friday, so you'll get used to celebrating.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna join. Might as well check it out for a month.
Got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Me too. And okay, well, just to share some gratitude and some abundance, like this is fucking cool, like half an hour with you, who I, really admire, and who's given me some awesome tips for my business, and just like really for nothing, just because the universe gave it to us.
I'm glad.
Thank
I'm
you.
so glad that it was you and that it worked out. And I'm excited for you to simplify and help more people and make more money and just let it be easier.
Thank you. Me too.
You're welcome. I'll see you soon.
All
And
right. Take
message
care,
me
sir.
once you jump in so I can celebrate you.
Okay. I will.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.